how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee and Football presented by BKCW. I'm your host, Blake Monroe, where I'm joined each and every morning by Bobby Burton and Jerry Hamilton. Tell us where you're checking in from, what you're drinking. Get those questions in. We'll get to them here in just a little bit. But let's start with the big recruiting weekend, Jerry. Obviously, a lot going on. What's happening there in Austin?
Yeah, it's a gird up your loins time. Here we go. It's one of the two big visit weekends. John Mills already arrived. He arrived last night. West Coast kid, him and his family arrived last night so they can take in the Texas workout this morning. He was the first one to arrive for the official visit. 14 at least official visitors this weekend. Most people are going to arrive today between noon, 1:30 in that area. Car services will bring you from Dallas, Houston, those areas. They got out-of-state guys and a couple others may fly in as well, depending on who's coming with them and their schedules and all that. But huge visit weekend, right? I mean, DeCorian Moore obviously is the headliner, five-star receiver, super freak as I call him, best wide receiver prospect in the state regardless of classification, which he was last year, coming off visits to Ohio State and LSU, has Oregon next weekend. So he's going to be one of the main focus guys. I'm very interested in out-of-state guys this weekend as well, Bobby. I mean, Nick Brooks is gaining a lot of intrigue with me because I think Texas and Georgia are duking this one out for Nick Brooks, the four-star offensive lineman out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I'm not sure Texas has signed anybody from Cedar Rapids in my lifetime, maybe when I was a very young child. But then you have Lamont Rogers, you have John Mills, those guys. That offensive line takes center stage. And Kevin Wynn. Kevin Wynn is so interesting to me because last weekend it was Javion Hilson who made his first ever trip to Austin. And that really registered with the mom as much as it did the kid, right? Kevin Wynn coming in this weekend, he's never been to Austin before. And it's going to be different than anything he's seen in recruiting because Athens, Georgia is a great little college town. Tallahassee's been to a few times. It's a nice city, but it's not as big as Austin, right? Columbia, South Carolina, a good college city, but nothing like Austin. So for a small-town Georgia kid, is he overwhelmed in a good way or a bad way? I mean, you know, it can be overwhelming in a good way, meaning like, wow, there's an unbelievable opportunity here for a guy that wants to be a chef one day once he's done playing football, which he hopes is an NFL career. So I'm very interested to see with Kevin Wynn. And then you obviously have Brandon Brown coming in from O'Galley in Melbourne, the Texas commitment, Texas battle and LSU. He went to Tennessee last week, and they won't be the pick. It's Texas or LSU unless Miami does something miraculous next weekend. But it's a huge visit weekend, Bobby. And Riley Pettijohn, one of the top linebackers in the country out of McKinney High. A&M's making a big run here. I think this may end up being an A&M-Texas fight. He's scheduled to be at A&M next weekend. Texas has been in a good position for a while. Obviously, a football family. His father played at Syracuse, not new to the recruiting process. They've been around it. They have a great feel and understanding for it. Riley Pettijohn, one of the hardest working kids in the state of Texas. His offseason, he works harder in the offseason than he does in the season, and that's saying something. That kid gets after it now. Ran 10.77, 100 meters late in spring as well. So, huge visit weekend, Bobby. It's got a lot of intrigue because you have a commitment in Brandon Brown that if he doesn't fall your way, he's going to LSU and Bo Davis. So that's, I think Sark's a little invested in that one, right? That's a little bit, these recruitments get personal from time to time, I would say. And then you have an offensive line guy from an area in Iowa that Texas just doesn't recruit. So that tells you how much Texas thinks of him, and they're right there battling Georgia. And then you've got California kids coming in once again. And you have DFW, some of the top prospects in DFW here once again. So it's a huge visit weekend for the Horns.
Yeah, look, Jerry, this is one of those two or three weekends a year that we get with Steve Sarkisian where all hands are on deck. And what I mean by that is there's 14, 15 guys coming in, and we don't know all of what could happen by the end of the weekend. There's so many dominoes that are yet to fall. We don't know. We talked about it yesterday on that special episode. When are these receivers going to make a decision?
Yeah.
And how are they going to make a decision? And does that depend on who Texas gets? If we know that DeCorian Moore is not going to announce for another month or so, what about other guys similarly situated? And so I look at it, Jerry and Blake, and I think that this is just another weekend where the picture gets a little more clarity. Right. We start to understand more and more of what's going to transpire over the next 3 to 6 months, but really the next 3 to 6 weeks. So my point on this, Jerry and Blake, for what I'm looking at is what's going to happen. Right. What's the next piece of this for the Longhorns at this point?
Good stuff, fellas. Well, Bobby, you also had posted some notes recently, some team notes over on OnTexasFootball.com. Can you tell folks about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I posted this morning on OnTexasFootball.com. First of all, JV and Cole and Santana Wilson, the two DBs that are the newcomers to the secondary, right? They both came in the same time. They've been working primarily on install the first week and continue to do so over the next couple of weeks. But as they get going, obviously they're going to go know more and more and more, and they'll get into the regular flow of things. I was told that Cole looks like he fits, if that makes sense. Is that?
Yeah.
Like he's not out of place.
Cole, for sure.
He looks like he fits. And then on the defensive front, I talked to somebody about the pass rush yesterday in particular, and two things came out. One, Colton Vosick, I was told, was, quote, one of the most pleasant surprises of the spring. And by that, if you recall, first 2 weeks for him, I mean, look, is he ever going to be healthy enough? The question was, is he ever going to be healthy enough to play football anywhere, much less at the University of Texas, right? I mean, he's been out most of his career at Texas. Well, the last 2 weeks had the same folks saying, is he a Sunday player? Like that kind of a transition in just 2 weeks' time, I think was very meaningful for him and positive. And I tell you what, from inside that building, the Longhorns are very excited about the future of Colton Vosick. However, let me finish. However, the two guys that you really need to be thinking about from a pass rush perspective are Colin Simmons and Trey Moore.
told by just about everybody, those guys right now, just on a different physical level athletically than the rest of the room. So that includes Ethan Burke and Baron Sorrell, who were returning starters. From a pass rush situation, those two just cut different. You know, that's the bottom line. And so I got that in. Sadir Mitchell, the last piece I wanted to mention, still up and down on his weight, guys, is what I hear. It has vacillated even when he's on campus and working out with the team. So he is fighting some demons there, I think, a little bit. Just maybe something that he fights his entire life. But we'll see how it goes, and hopefully that he can get on the straight and narrow here over the next 3 months prior to the start of the season.
All right, fellas, before we move on, Bobby, can you tell folks out there about BKCW?
You know I can, Blake. Today's show being brought to you by our friends at BKCW. Did your business have a frustrating insurance or employee benefits renewal? Most likely you didn't hear from your agent all year. And then right before it was time to renew, your agent delivered the bad news of a rate increase with no time to look for other options. When this happens, the agent is providing no value and you're stuck in what we call the insurance trap. BKCW takes you out of the insurance trap by providing you with actual risk management consulting, not just price quoting. Operating out of its headquarters in Austin and owned by UT grad, BKCW uses a five-step process to identify your business's weak spots, design a plan, execute it, and monitor your situation throughout the entire year so that you can lower your insurance costs and effectively manage your company's risk and employee benefits. BKCW has risk consultants that specialize in many different industries, from construction and transportation companies to nonprofits and school districts. So you'll get matched up with someone who knows your risks and can help you escape that darned insurance trap. Get started with a free risk assessment at bkcw.com or send an email to info@bkcw.com to get started and get the support you deserve.
When you earn your degree online at Arizona State University, you get everything the nation's most innovative university has to offer. The same internationally recognized faculty, the same nationally ranked programs, the same degree. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And we want to thank them for sponsoring each and every Friday. And obviously a big recruiting weekend, like you said, Jerry. But also next week, some stuff going on as well. Can you go a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah, and I'll bring up this question from LL. Did Dejon Lee visit this week? If so, how'd it go? Dejon Lee actually bumped his visit back to next week, midweek. That's the same time on Texas Football we put out yesterday afternoon that Dorian Brewer expected to be a midweek official visit next week at Oregon this weekend, Ohio State the following weekend, and Nathan Tillman, the safety out of Mansfield Timberview, 6'1", 185, runs 10.7, is committed to SMU. He's going to visit Baylor this week, and he visited Utah last week, and he didn't want to back out on the Baylor visit because they've been with him so long. So he's going to come into Texas midweek next week, scheduled to be at TCU next weekend. So three midweek official visitors next week, all are defensive backs.
Good stuff. All right, guys. On the final looks like
that's a priority this offseason. All right, this next week then, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Well, the final thing that we need to get to before getting to some question, guys, is the House Committee moving forward with what I would consider a pretty important bill when it comes to college athletics. Bobby, I'm going to let you kind of break that down for folks out there.
Yeah, actually, it's the beginning of legislation moving forward in the U.S. House of Representatives that would allow for college sports players and sports athletes, particularly in football and basketball, not to be categorized as employees, which is something that they are very, very concerned with as it relates to federal funding. If all these guys are employees, it could risk federal funding and it cause a number of trickle-down effects on the sport of college football. We'll see exactly where that ends up. It has just now moved forward in the House. It hasn't hit the Senate. It hasn't even been approved in the House yet. It's just moved forward to be voted on. So this is one of the very first ones that has actually moved forward and had any progress whatsoever. So with that being said, I think it's something that we're going to watch from a political football standpoint, I guess. But for it to even move forward in a political climate right now where we're getting ready for a presidential election, I think speaks to the fact that both parties from both sides of the aisle realize they probably want to do something. Now, exactly what that is, I think they're going to argue over ad infinitum, it seems, and probably won't get done until next year sometime. But at least they're going to start having a substantive discussion instead of just, you know, yelling at one another. So that's a positive.
So here's something I wanted to bring up. All the DBs are long shots. I think the midweek guys next week, Texas has some ground to make up. Now, I think Nathan Tillman's a little different because Texas just recently offered him, and I think he's being loyal to the people who have been recruiting him, which I actually like that when Nathan Tillman, but it also shows you he didn't want to miss out on the opportunity to officially visit Texas. But all DBs, no. Cade Phillips. And Aiden Anning will be in next weekend. I think Texas is in a pretty good spot for those guys. Aiden Anning's a Texas-Miami battle. Cade Phillips is LSU-Texas. He's at LSU this weekend. We'll see if Devin Williams and Buford comes in. I think he's a total wild card. He's at Auburn this weekend, the Auburn commitment out of Buford, Georgia, I should say, Devin Williams. He's scheduled to be in next weekend as well. Texas has some great – I mean, Dijon Lee's very much a long shot anyways. That's kind of a one. He dropped the top four. Texas wasn't in it. But, you know, Sark and all Nance and all those West Coast connections, they're getting them on campus to take their swing at them. So we'll see what happens there. Dorian Brewer, yeah, I think Texas has slipped a little bit on Brewer, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see where that goes with that recruitment. The key to remember, I think, with all this is we talked about in a couple of shows recently is I think we're hyper-focused on June right now. But got to remember, I mean, Texas flipped Wardell Mack. They flipped Xavier Filsomi, who didn't even have an offer at this time, wasn't even on the radar for Texas fans. Last year during the season late, Kobe Black's recruitment went on into the fall. So I know we're all about the commitments right now, but also Sark's going to recruit through the whistle, something to always remember.
Well, speaking of commitments, Jerry, we're going to go ahead and put you on the spot here. Rudy O says, call your shot. More commits from this week's visitors or next week yet?
Private commitments. I could see two or three this weekend. Silence, whatever, you know, the fun thing in our industry. I could see two or three guys telling Texas this weekend they're coming. When that's announced, we'll see.
And our next question, guys, comes from Aaron. And Aaron says, what do you think would be the biggest surprise of recruiting this summer? And I mean pleasant surprise.
If Texas won out on 2 out of 3 D linemen in Florida, that's Kep Brown and Brown in the boat, won out then for either Myron Charles or Javion Hilson. I think that would be it for me, because Texas, after 3 really good defensive line prospects in the Sunshine State, if they won out for 2 of 3, that'd be a hell of a summer for Texas.
And we got some super chats, fellas, that we need to get to. This first one here from Jay Lee. Thank you, Jay. He says, I heard this question proposed by someone who knows more about recruiting than I ever will. Does Texas have a North Shore problem / issue?
I think they kind of do. And I may be different, a little bit different than Jerry. Who's the last North Shore prospect that signed with Texas, Jerry? Tristan Houston? Is that the last? I mean, that's been almost 10 years ago now. And there's been more than 10 prospects go through North Shore that Texas wanted. Somebody may remember someone more recent than Tristan. I don't know. But I can go back. They've been going. Here's what the deal is. They've been going to LSU. It's on the east side of Houston. Baton Rouge is on it, you know, on I-10.
Glenn Keller brought up Chris Ross, but he's
okay. Trained. Chris Ross. There you go. Chris Ross. But I think they do. I mean, LSU, Alabama, and A&M. And now Ohio State with Devin Sanchez. I think they've been attracted to the allure elsewhere, even though, in my opinion, the best player to ever come out of North Shore is Corey Redding, and he did really well at the University of Texas. So it's one of those situations where I think they're all looking for something different. I think perhaps the last 10 years in particular, the fact that Texas hasn't been in the SEC has been hurtful. That will go away now, obviously, but it may take a couple of years to catch up. But those guys have all wanted to play in the SEC, in my opinion, and that's one of the reasons why Texas didn't get the much traction there. There's also some other issues. Like I said, proximity to LSU has been a big one for those guys.
And then on top of that, Texas chose Bijan Robinson over Zach Evans. Probably a good decision. Texas dodged a bullet with Denver Harris. Probably worked out for him. So it's not all bad sometimes. I cannot remember his name. The one that hurt was the edge outside linebacker. Oh, gosh. It went to LSU, was a first-round pick. Somebody in the chat will remember his name. I'm totally blanking.
Chaseon. Kelvion Chaseon.
Yeah, Kelvion Chaseon. So I was at ESPN, and I was part of the ESPN National Recruiting Day shows at that time. And I was in, like, over eight times, 48-hour period, I was in contact with Kelvion Chaseon. And the night before we went live on the signing day show, he told me he was going to Texas. The next morning he woke up and told me, hey, hold the phone on that. So that one's the one that I thought hurt Texas, because the edge rusher, the first round edge rush guy, again, it's been when Sark came into Texas, that's one. I mean, everybody talks about Zach Evans or Denver Harris. Denver Harris not coming didn't hurt anybody. Hurt A&M more than anybody. Kelvion Chaseon was the edge rush guy that is a little different than most. That's the one, because Texas got Bijan Robinson, so what Zach Evans did really didn't matter. But Kelvion Chaseon was the one you would have liked to have. What'll be interesting this weekend, this with this class, is the linebacker Charles Ross there. Okay, he may not fit. He may not fit some of the height length requirements of some colleges, but that guy ran 10.36. 10.36, Bobby. As a 6'1", 190-pound linebacker. So there just aren't many guys that do that.
Yeah, look, Devin Sanchez hurts, because I think Devin Sanchez is one of the top 5 players in the state of Texas. Not just one of the top 5 prospects in the state of Texas, but one of the top 5 players too, Jerry.
Yeah.
And we talk about this all the time. When they're a mix of players and prospects, that's when you start seeing that that lift to being where you're talking about a rare player. And who's the, there's also an offensive guard, I think, Landon Roberts, that starts at Alabama. Is that right?
Yeah, well, he moved in from Kansas, so that one's different.
Yeah, but still, it's another North Shore guy. Zach Whitley went. So, I mean, they're just, there's not enough. Texas can't get all of them, but I don't think Texas has gotten its fair share. So to Edmund's point, is there a North Shore problem? Yes, I think it is. I think we'll find out over the next 4 to 5 years whether or not it was really an SEC problem. That's my gut, is that it was more of an SEC problem than a Texas-specific problem. They weren't going to Oklahoma. In other words, they weren't going to Oklahoma. They weren't going to, you know, USC. They were going to the SEC. LSU, Alabama, A&M.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And our next Super Chat, fellas, is going to come from Reckless Trey. Thank you, Reckless Trey. And he says, good morning, family. Hook 'em. I attended my first Texas game last year for the Big 12 championship game. I'm looking to attend a first home game this year. Do you think it should be Mississippi State or Florida? Thanks.
Mississippi State will be a celebration for the first SEC game, but I think you want to go to Florida. But Florida's going to be a more talented team. Florida is a program that has some national championship history. They won three of them since 96. So they've won three of them. They have a – look, I mean, arguably, here's the thing. We'll see what Stanford does in the ACC. But your major schools, Texas and Florida, are arguably have the best athletic programs in college sports. I mean, they're – Texas won three of the last four Director's Cups. Florida's always in that top five. So, to me, Florida is going to have a better football team than Mississippi State. There's going to be more NFL talent on the field. And what comes with a Florida playing at Texas is going to be a bigger deal. Mississippi State's your first SEC game. So, it kind of depends on what you want to do.
I would definitely go to both if I had a – that would be my first thing. But I do – I think that I'm a little sentimental. Texas will host Florida again, right? It may be 5 years from now, and hope, you know, it may be 10 years from now, but Texas will host Florida again. They will never play another first game of all time in the SEC. So mm-hmm. I know that Florida has more talent and all that stuff and more expectations, bigger profile, bigger program, et cetera. But I would, Edmund, if I had to choose, I would, I think it was Edmund that asked it. I would go to the Mississippi State game. That would be huge for me and is going to be because I'll be there.
If it matters, it may be your only chance to ever see Billy Napier as a head coach in Austin.
Yeah. No, I've already seen him once. I've seen him once. He lost that one, too.
That's true.
When he's at Louisiana.
That's true. Your last chance.
Our next super chat comes from Felipe Velasquez, and if y'all remember the other day, he said he was praying for a certain amount of wins. He said, I just want to clarify my prayers. Vegas pays me $6,500 at 8.5 wins, but I'm praying for a natty. So
hey, we look forward to that $60 super chat after you win all that money.
my question on that is, did you have to put in like a $10,000 bet to get $6,500 back? Because 8.5 wins isn't the Vegas number, isn't it? 9.5 was my understanding, guys.
Yeah, you can. You might be able to tease it down. I don't know if they do that on win totals.
I don't know all those the betting vernacular, right? but it's interesting because I'm not going to be overly surprised if Texas wins 9, 10, 11 games. I won't be overly surprised if they only win 8. If they go below that, I would be extraordinarily surprised. But you just never know. It could be injury. It could be all these other things, right, that go into a season. But on paper right now, I think 10 wins looks about right. Hey, I want to bring this up, if y'all don't mind. Kim wrote this, guys. 3 North Shore players currently in the NFL. They are Dorrance Armstrong, Kalavan Chaisson, and Zach Evans. Jerry, you and I talked about Chaisson and Evans. You talked about Chaisson in particular at length there. Dorrance Armstrong is interesting. Chris Rump was the defensive line coach at the University of Texas at the time, and I actually had a conversation with him about Dorrance Armstrong. And Texas almost went on Dorrance Armstrong, but you know who they picked instead?
Oh, gosh.
Charles Omenihu. So, you know, they didn't go wrong.
Right.
Texas didn't miss, but that's a good point, too. Not, you know, everybody can't take every single one.
Right. And Dorrance Armstrong, nobody went on Dorrance Armstrong at the end of the day. Ended up at Kansas as a 195-pound defensive end coming out of high school.
Oh, it was Kansas and Houston.
Yep.
And Texas almost went back on him late, but they had already picked Omenihu.
By the way, Jay Lee has a great super chat. Okay. All right, Jay Lee, $5 super chat. Thank you. We compared Lance and Landon at the same age. Both came in at similar size, but Landon is now 6'7", 285. I didn't know Landon was actually carrying that much weight. I think Lance may end up being a beast. So I'll say this, having seen both in person, we had Landon Jackson when I was at ESPN at our Future 50 Under Armour event. Lance is a more loose-limbed athlete than Landon. Landon had some tightness to him that he's had to work through as an athlete, and Landon's taken longer to develop in the kind of what he's become at Arkansas. Obviously went to LSU, transferred to Arkansas, but he had some tightness that he had to work through. You know, when he was going through bags, doing drills, you could see that was pretty evident, but he played hard. Great frame, overcame injury as well. So it's taken him a while to kind of loosen up that body to be as limber as that body can be from an athletic standpoint. I think Lance Jackson's a looser limbed athlete than he is. I think Lance probably has a higher upside because of that and his frame. I think Lance may run a little bit better, more naturally than Landon. But here's the reality. Landon's being mocked in second round of some drafts. If Lance ends up there, you're happy if you're a Texas fan. But I think Lance has, and I know Bobby loves Lance. I think Lance has a hell of a high ceiling as a football player.
I think Lance is potentially a better tight end than he is even a defensive end, Jerry. I think he's, for his size, and this is why I think he eventually will likely be a high 4-star. 5-star prospect among all the rankers, et cetera, is you just don't get as athletic as he is at his size. Those guys are very, very rare, like one to two or three every year. That's how rare. And so I think that we'll see where he ends up, but I think he's a tremendous prospect. He's just up there in Pleasant Grove in Texarkana, and not everybody's going to be able to go see him.
Look, we've talked about this. If Lance Jackson was at North Shore Duncanville, I think he'd be a five-star prospect. He had to go down to the Under Armour camp in Houston, which tells you how competitive he is. It was during baseball season. He ended up spraining an AC joint and missed the remainder of baseball season, essentially, and he was throwing 95 off the mound at the time. But he drove down to Houston to compete. Says a lot for a kid that was already committed to Texas. You don't have to do that. A lot of kids wouldn't do that. Speaks to his competitiveness. And the day I was there, I'll say this. Ty Abraham, I'm going to get this in a second because I don't think you're that far off on physically on him. I think he's similar physically. But when I was at Pleasant Grove, they were doing some testing on a new product. So they do these sprints, right? And it was testing out the numbers. And he ran what would have been a low 4.6 at 260 pounds. Low 4.6 on a, I think so. I think Lance Jackson one day will be 6'6", 275, 280, and I won't be shocked if he doesn't run in the high 4.5s in an NFL combine. He's just that level athlete.
And our next, if I can get this going here, our next super chat is from Slick Rick. He says, on the official visit, and thank you, Slick Rick, on the official visit, can Simmons give enough juice to DeCorian Moore to commit to Texas sooner rather than later?
No, I think this. I think with DeCorian Moore, he had his one commitment to LSU, which was a kind of put together a little YouTube thing. And we said at the time, and I remember saying it, and people kind of laughed, but I was serious. That's not the final commitment of a guy that's a top 10 player in the country. That's not how this goes down in this business. So now that he's backed off that commitment, took a while. He'll have a big ceremony at Duncanville. More than likely, just like a Colin Simmons did. Duncanville will want that to happen. Obviously, it's always up to the family at the end of the day. But I think you're looking at a July, early August, kind of like Colin Simmons' recruitment was. Duncanville wants to get that out of the way before senior season begins. So I'll be surprised if it's not like that. Because with DeCorian Moore as highly ranked as he is, I mean, everybody's going to want to be there. You need a big venue. You want to have time to set that thing up for your local TVs. People in our industry are going to want to try to live stream it. There's going to be a lot that comes with a player that's ranked that high. So I think it'll be more of a setup, design date ceremony. Hey, by the way, as it should be.
And then one other super chat we got to knock out real quick, fellas, from Clifton Hines. Thank you, Clifton. He says, thanks for everything you guys do. Just bought my tickets for the A&M game. Do you think Georgia having to play SEC West teams is not talked about enough?
It's a great question. Well, I'll say this, Bobby. Georgia has a more difficult schedule in SEC play than they've had in some recent years. When you go to Alabama and you go to Ole Miss and you go to Texas, I mean, there's two thoughts on that. My first thought is I think Georgia will drop an SEC game. I think they'll drop one of those road games. And then that second thought is if they go undefeated on that schedule, I mean, you just got to tip your hat and move on. Because that if they win all three of those road games, they're a hell of a football team because they're facing Kirby Smart's going in to face Lane Kiffin, Kalen DeBoer, and Steve Sarkisian in their house. What do those guys have? Returning quarterbacks. Now, I know it's Milroe's first year in DeBoer's system, but they have experienced quarterbacks and three of the top offensive minds in college football. If Georgia goes in and beats all three of those teams, you just got to tip your cap and say, hey, that's the best team and move on. Now they got to go win the playoff, but that's going to be a tough schedule to go undefeated on this year.
And they've got Clemson to start the year.
Oh, Bobby.
Right. And then they host, you know, they host – who is it? They got Auburn at home, I believe, also. I think Georgia, as long – the realistic issue, though, there, Jerry, is as long as their quarterback stays healthy, I would pick them to go undefeated. And I know that is just unheard of in the SEC. Was it happened like three times in the last 12 or 15 years? And that includes a win over Texas right now. If their quarterback is not healthy all the way though, Jerry, it's a different deal. Their offensive and defensive lines are just, they're cut differently right now.
Yeah.
That it's not even their skill position guys. I mean, they lost heavily last year. The McConkey kid is a great player for them. I don't know that Rara Thomas or Dominic Lovett are in that category as a playmaker. So they've got to have somebody new step up on offense. Brock Bowers is a hellacious talent, and he's gone. And, oh, well, we have this other tight end. Well, I mean, no offense to everybody else, but they're not Brock Bowers.
I'll say this to your point, Bobby. I was running through some, like, early mock drafts. We're going to get a graphic together here in the next – you know, after the June visits, kind of start taking a look at the SEC, the season, who Texas plays. Georgia has, I believe, 9 or 10 guys in different mock drafts mocked to go in the first two rounds. I mean, that's just how much talent you've recruited over a 6-7 year period when you're ranked 1 or 2 in every year in every recruiting class. I mean, and one of those guys, here's the crazy thing. One of those guys is Ernest Green at offensive tackle. Texas finished 2nd to him out of Southern California. So if you're wondering if Kyle Flood's good at any of this stuff when he sees these guys in person evaluation, Ernest Green, a lot of people had ranked as a guard. He plays tackle for Georgia, and he's projected to go 1st or 2nd round. And that was a Georgia-Texas battle on a kid out in the West Coast in SoCal. So, by the way, there's that. But Malachi Starks, the safety's a freak for them. He is tremendous. I think they're so athletic with their linebackers coming back. But like you said, their OL and DL. Their D-line is not as good, athletic, disruptive as the two national title teams were. They don't have that group. Mikel Williams is a really good player. Some Georgia fans would say he hadn't been as good as the rankings suggested he'd be. So they're not as athletically dominant, but they have size dominance up front is what they have.
Something else that's dominant, Jerry, is Omaha Steaks,
without a doubt.
Some of the best there is. Tell folks out there about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Father's Day is almost here, guys. I mean, so if you haven't got your work done, you got what's coming quick. Are you struggling to find the perfect gift for the man that has everything? The solution is simple. Give him the unforgettable experience of Omaha Steaks, because a world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face with hand-selected gift packages starting at just $99. And when you use code ONTEXAS, all caps, at checkout, you'll get $10 off that order. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor. I bet Blake took some with him on the road. Endless variety and endless value. Truly, they have perfected more than steak, and your dad is guaranteed to love every bite. Pick from premium proteins like juicy pork chops, air-grilled chicken, and beefy burgers. Time is running out. Don't wait till the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com and order today with packages starting at $99. Don't forget, when you use promo code ONTEXAS at checkout, you'll get $10 off. Shop for unforgettable gifts that are guaranteed to make Dad's Day, because if there's one thing Omaha Steaks knows, it's dads want steak. Let me add something else. You think when Chris Del Conte went to grab baseball coach, he didn't have Omaha Steaks with him? Of course he did.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Gary Hamilton bringing goods, man. Hey, Father's Day is coming up. Enjoy yourselves, guys, by the way. Those of you that are fathers out there, hug your kids, your wife, et cetera, significant other. Enjoy your weekend. Big day coming up on Sunday for a lot of folks who've got kids out there. Hey, other questions we had that I was looking through the chat while Jerry was doing the sponsorship read for Omaha Steaks. You know, it's a lot of how many commitments do you think we'll get this weekend? What's the difference between a silent commit? Why would a player even be a silent commit, Jerry, versus coming out publicly? Let's do this. Let's give people a couple of these questions and then go yep. from there. Okay. So the first one, over and under on commits for this weekend, public or private, over and under your number right now.
Private, I think, could be 3. Public, it just depends on when somebody wants to announce, right? I mean, Caleb Chester obviously took 48 hours after the visit. I think we can see something similar out of this weekend with somebody.
Okay, so public, private, 3 plus is your number. So over the 2.5. Now let me ask you this. Why do kids go, and this is just for the folks in, why do kids want to be a silent commit versus a public commitment at this point? What's the deal there?
So they can continue on with the visit process. And I think the thing here is, too, is so if you're sitting in an office, well, let's just use Steve Sarkisian because we are talking Texas here. And a player and his family is sitting in there with Sark and say, you know, they get to the point where and the kid said, and the family said, look, we're coming here. And then that question is, all right, when do we want to do this? Well, you know, Johnny here still wants – we want to finish the official visit process. So what you don't want as a coach is to force a commitment, then 3 days later a kid still says he wants to officially visit, right? So you know you're going to get him. You feel really good about where you are. You know what? Go finish your visit process. Be clear. Get this out of your system. Then have your day and commit to us, and we'll all celebrate, and we'll all go on and, you know, be a part of a family then. I think some of the times the worst thing you can do in recruiting, it could Texas have 17 guys committed right now? Yeah, but those kids that aren't committed, that they could have committed, will still want to go through the visit process. So I think that's just, well, just let your kids go through the visit process. If you're confident enough in your product and where you sit with these kids, then you're pretty confident the outcome. And I think, look, Texas right now, I think after some of the January and then early April visits, some guys that have committed, they felt very good about. They could have pushed some commitments earlier, but what's the point? The kids want to take a couple of visits. They want to see the process. They want to go through a process they're not going to go through again unless you jump into the portal. Then it's different. You're a man then and not really a young man. So just let your kids go through the process. And when they commit publicly, they're done. And that's a solid commitment that's gone through the process. You have clarity on your decision. And Sark plays that long game. I mean, he could have 17, 18 guys committed right now, Bobby, easily.
Yeah, he does. He could have it. The other thing I would say, Jerry, that compounds that decision about taking more visits, et cetera, it's not just about visits. It's also about, hey, I want to have my own announcement. I want to control the message here. I want to go out and do I want to stage a show at my high school, or I want to have an edit that drops my commitment, and that takes 2 days to get ready. And all there's those kind of compounding factors as well, whenever a guy wants to wait a little bit. So I do think that there's other things like that that are involved. But by and large, they just want to go on with their visits. And I will say this, You know, silent commitments become real commitments about 75% of the time.
Yeah,
I would say to you, not 100. So we'll see where that goes. But Texas right now in a situation where they're waiting on some guys. I mean, look, John Mills is already in town early, a day early. The offensive lineman out of San Francisco. We'll see where that ends up. Washington right now making a big push for him. But by and large, we will see commitments. They just may be behind the scenes. Hence, that's one of the reasons why Jerry came up with the high moniker, so that people would know that something has happened. Whether or not it actually follows through or not is a different story. That's what he did with Caleb Chester, and I think everybody got it. By the way, Jerry, we haven't mentioned this yesterday.
I was hoping we had the video.
Yesterday morning, Jerry, you put up a guy that was on – you said – there's one guy at the camp tomorrow that is on offer watch, one 2026 player. Well, guess what? One player or two players, I think, got offered, 2026 players got offered at the camp yesterday. And one of those guys was a guy that you said was on offer watch. Tell people about the guys that were offered last night at the Texas.
We'll talk about Zayden Crimpen, the offensive tackle out of Prosper, which we talked about. I put on Texas Football, I think, about 5 a.m. yesterday. Because this guy is insomnia. And then we talked about here on OTF, and he did get offered last night at the camp, early on before the camp, actually. He's 6'5", 275, 280, offensive tackle at Prosper. Prosper has maybe as impressive of an offensive line as anybody in Texas. They had the right tackle with the Texas Tech. One of the guards is committed to A&M. They have another Power 5 kid on that line. And then Crimpen in 26 classes, obviously going to be a national recruit, but Texas did offer him last night. So I believe that makes 6 in-state offers at offensive line in 2026. Obviously, John Turntine, the headliner, Toa Katoa. You have Felix Ojo, the offensive tackle out of Lake Ridge. You have Nicholas Robertson, the guard out of Klein, who may be as competitive as anybody. Showed up at the camp June 1 to get his offer. He had a cast on, had been held out of most of spring, said, I got to come compete. I want the offer. Texas didn't offer in the spring because he couldn't work out when they were there. That kid came up there and was physically maybe as impressive as anybody on contact. And then Noah Best out of Midlothian was a kid who came up and earned an offer that Texas had been by to see. But they said, okay, good player, very good player. He came to the camp, earned an offer. So that's the offers on the offensive line in 2026. There's some out-of-state guys as well, Brett Colajay. Probably the main guy to know out of IMG Academy. But last night's camp was more younger guys, probably more skilled guys. But Crimpen from Prosper, maybe one of the best offensive lines in the state, if not the best, was offered last night.
Hey, guys, we got to get to one other big topic here. we botched this. We should have spent at least 5 minutes on me laughing at Brett Yormark.
I thought this was the Urban Meyer.
We'll do that too. But Brett Yormark has got a deal on the table now where it's going to be the All-State 12. It's going to be the new name of the Big 12 instead of the Big 12. So it's going to be the All-State 12. He's also got a deal on the table where private equity would own apparently 20% of the Big 12 or of the All-State 12. So he's going to try to corporatize this as much as he possibly can. We'll see if he comes out on the right end of the stick. The All-State 12. I mean, the FedEx Orange Bowl wasn't enough. Now it's going to be the All-State 12. Sam's Trailer Hitches is next. You know, that could be the U-Haul office to Brett Yormark's future home. But my thing on this is, at what point is too much, right? And, you know, maybe it's another way to extract money for those schools. But maybe I'm wrong. The All-State 12, get used to it, guys. You know,
well,
am I the only one that just thinks this is kind of like ridiculous? I'm not going to ever call it the All-State 12. And furthermore, there are going to be people that say, oh, well, you have to, because we have, you know, you got to do this because that's the official name of it. I remember going into a meeting one time. I was at Rivals and I was the editor, the editor of Rivals, right? COO, all that stuff. And I went in, we had just sold the business to Yahoo, right? And I remember going into a meeting with one of the Yahoo execs at the time who told me that I had to call the Orange Bowl, the FedEx, blah, 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 Orange Bowl, or whatever. Like, I don't have to. I'm not going to write that. I'm going to write Orange Bowl. Oh, right. No, you can't. You can't, because we have advertisers that are going to make you write it that way, or else we're going to get fired. And I think it's kind of ridiculous, but
yeah. So anyways, look, to me,
you will never hear me refer to it or write the Allstate 12. That's just, it's unbelievably ridiculous.
So here's my 100% real opinion. The Big 12 is going to be a tremendous basketball conference, right? Not there's going to be talent in football, but your Mark's a basketball guy, focus guy. Allstate Insurance is the sponsor of the Maui Invitational and some college basketball tournaments around the country. I'm not surprised that Allstate is now part of the Big 12. Brett Yormark knows, and he's a buffoon, but he knows football is done. That's SEC, that's Big Ten, that's done. So how do you stay relevant? Well, you got to try to keep Kansas in your conference, for one. Good luck long-term with that. It's basketball. This is basketball-related business moves, in my opinion, long-term for them.
Allstate also has a huge component in football, too, though. I mean, every single field goal you see, they raise the Allstate banner.
Right, correct.
Right. So, I mean, I don't begrudge people going out and getting the money that they want, but I'm not calling the conference anything other than the Big 12. Maybe the Little 12. But
yeah, he's got one. Only Big 12 fans. That would be good. Who says, wait. Only Big 12 fans.
Let's see if they can. I don't think they would be the most popular ticket on OnlyFans there, Jerry.
I hope recruiting.
Yeah. Good boy. Hey, Jerry, here's one for you, going a little different direction from Jason. Who's next after DeCorian Moore at Duncanville? Isn't there a big defensive end everybody likes?
Yeah, KJ Ford in the 26th class at Edge. He's been to Texas a couple of times, been A&M. Those two schools are definitely in it. We'll see nationally. You know, this stuff kind of takes builds here. He's got all the offers, but it'll build during the season. Duncanville's got, I mean, there's so much talent there. They got a couple of undersized slot receivers that were on the relay teams that are 5'8", 5'9", guys that can run 10-5 all day long. They got a number of young players over there. They got a young tight end, Zach Turner. But they're not hurting. They're 30 strong of Division I players over there. I hear the freshman class is really good again. Really good.
That's great. Hey, Jack Lala has this one. Jerry, great Omaha steak read, but did I hear you say CDC took stakes to recruit a new baseball coach? I believe that was tongue-in-cheek, Jack, although I will say there's a couple other questions here. Is Schlossnagel out of the picture? That kind of stuff as well. The reality of it is right now we're in a little bit of a holding pattern. I do believe that David Pierce most likely is no longer going to be the head baseball coach at the University of Texas at the end of this. There's been no comment from the University of Texas about Pierce's job status. And given that we're more than a week now since his last loss, I just feel like that's going in a different direction. The question I have is, who is Texas going to get? Not so much whether or not David Pierce has coached his last game as a Longhorn coach. Whether it's Schlossnagel at A&M, I think that is certainly one that would be a little bit of a shock to some people in College Station, but he's clearly one of the better baseball coaches in the country. Tony Bakich at Clemson has been a name that's been thrown out as well. We know that Texas has talked in some back channels with other coaches. We will see, though, exactly where they come out. I talked to one decision maker at Texas yesterday, and they did not want to comment on the situation at this time. So that's where it's at right now. We are in holding period.
All right, guys, we got a few other super chats that we need to knock out real quick. You T-Boy, thank you for the super chat. He says, I'm related to Zayden Jerry Hamilton. It's my niece's son. Hook him.
All right, I guess that's a done deal to Texas, UT boy. No pressure.
Who is Zayden? Zayden
Crimpin, the kid that the tackle from Prosper that got offered.
Nice.
Very cool. And then we have one from Jerry's Jack Links. And thank you, Jerry's Jack Links. He says, man, did Texas dodge a bullet or what? Talking about the Big 12. And while we're on that note, I'm going to read
one. I might have been talking about Denver Harris or six players in the A&M 22 recruiting class. Thanks for the clarification.
The other one from Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan. He says, the Manscaped 12 conference. So, there you go.
Well, yeah, Texas and Oklahoma sure did take a 5.0 to Brett Yormark.
That's why he has no hair.
I missed the read.
All right, guys. Let's get back to some other questions. Yeah,
whoa. But the handyman is on the road trip, okay? The handyman goes on the road.
Oh.
Like, you know, you have yours too.
I got it with me. All right. Bobby. Well, if I'm having some technical difficulties.
Blake, read this one, buddy.
You are. Right.
Justin says, any news on the potential official visit you guys were talking about this week that was going to be visiting us? Jerry?
So we weren't sure if Nathan Tillman was going to be a midweek or weekend OV. He kind of went back and forth with keeping the Baylor visit or not. He's going to come in midweek next week. And I think Texas, after what happened with, you know, seeing Dorian Brew, DeJon Lee, we're going to come in next week. I think bringing all three of those DBs in for midweek visits, it's out of the norm for Sarkisian. But, you know, it's one of the things you like about Sark, too, is you got to be willing to adapt to get these guys on campus to take your shot, to take your shots on goal. So I think there's kind of they made a concerted effort there. Okay, if we're going to bring in one midweek visitor at defensive back, we may as well just bring two and then three. And if Dorian Brew is going to make a midweek visit, move some of those visits around and make it more of a midweek visit weekend, so to speak, with three of the top DBs on the board.
All right. And then let's get to some team-related questions. We have quite a few of those. This first one here from Doug Haywood. He says, good morning. Question for the fellas. Who would you consider to be the war daddy of the defense? Ooh. And happy Father's Day weekend, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Anthony Hill is the only one that sparks that sort of comment to me, Blake. That's the only one of that group that I would call put in that category of war daddy. That's just me as of right now. Now,
yeah. So war daddy. War daddies are normally thought of as front seven guys, right? I think Manny Muhammad is as a corner in his own way, right? So I think that would be another one. But I agree, Anthony Hill is in your front seven, is that guy that we'd all point to right now.
He just plays physical, man. He's just a physical football player. And that's what those guys do. Now, last year, Texas had, like, I would have thought, as good as Tavondre Sweat won the Outland, right? But the war daddy, in my opinion, was Byron Murphy. And the reason why is because of the motor.
Yeah.
The motor combined with the physicality. You knew you were getting it every play from Byron Murphy. Every play. Same thing with Anthony Hill. I think you know you get it every single play from Anthony Hill. That's why. Doesn't mean that Tavondre Sweat doesn't have more talent in some ways. It's just when I think of a war daddy, I think a guy that you don't want to play on the first play of the game or on the last play of the game. You want that dude on your side, period, no matter when, where, or how.
All right, before we get to some more questions, Bobby, can you tell folks out there how they can escape the insurance trap?
Yeah, absolutely. BKCW, our friends, this episode brought to them, take you out of the insurance trap by providing you with actual risk management consulting, not just price quoting. So if you own your own business and are looking for insurance, they operate out of their headquarters in Austin, Texas, owned by a UT grad. BKCW uses a five-step process to identify your business's weak spots, design a plan, execute it, and monitor your situation throughout the year so that you can lower your insurance costs and effectively manage your company's risk and employee benefits. BKCW has risk consultants that specialize in many different industries, from construction and transportation companies to nonprofits and school districts. So you'll get matched up with someone who knows your risk and can help you escape the insurance trap. Get started with a free risk assessment at bkcw.com or send them an email, info@bkcw.com, to get started and get the support you deserve.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay.
Hey, Blake, can I hit about three questions real quick?
Yeah.
Somebody asked, tell us where you're checking in from, Blake. All right. I thought that was funny.
Blake, so I'm actually at Fort Bend Christian Academy. My son is actually starting to play right now. I'm in front of the field house. So, but that's where I am today.
Wait. So are you going to cuss on live air if he strikes out on three pitches?
Yeah. Luckily, I can't fully see the field from right here, so it should be okay.
So I was going to say, we'll stay on longer if that's a possibility. Josh Vasco has asked, if Texas misses out on Zion Williams, would Kevin Wynn be a good replacement? Look, I'm not sure which guy's higher on the board. I think there's five guys on the D-line that are all a cut above everybody else. And that's Brandon Brown, obviously a commitment. It's Myron Charles. Josiah Sharma reminds me of Sean Rogers. And then you have Kevin Wynn and Zion Williams. Zion Williams may be the fifth guy on that for me because he's more of just an over-the-ball guy, great frame, over-the-ball player. Kevin Wynn, I think, after watching him throw the discus, watching him move in person in Georgia sectional track meet, he might athletically be able to play some three, too. So I think he can play over the ball and do it effectively. But I think he actually has some versatility to him after seeing him in person for the first time. Myron Charles, obviously, is upside scary. Josiah Sharma, I said what I think of him. I think his upside is Sean Rogers. And Brandon Brown's a stud. So I think those five guys, but the Kevin Wynn specifically with Zion, I think those are the top two over-the-ball players that Texas is recruiting. Now, Byron Murphy played some over-the-ball, Bobby. So, I mean, I think that's interchangeable depending on who you're playing, strengths of team, kind of your game plan and what you're looking to do against an opponent, more so than just locking guys into one position. But I do think as far as the over-the-ball guys go, the best two that they're recruiting, and not that Josiah Sharma couldn't do it, but he has disruptive ability as well, Kevin Wynn and Zion Williams. Somebody asked here, just a dude asks, how's the recruitment of Matea Tagoi, the linebacker committed to USC? I think Texas will stay on him, see if they can get him in. I think Texas is going to sit back, watch USC this year, see how this season goes. We talked about it on a couple of shows recently, but, you know, last year, Xavier Filsomee didn't have an offer, ends up at Texas. Aaron Butler didn't have an offer, ends up at Texas. Texas flipped Wardell Mack. Texas flipped Ty Anthony Smith from the coaching carousel after Jimbo was fired at A&M. So Texas is going to stay on these guys. They stay on guys they really, really like and think are legitimate NFL prospects. They're not going to back off those guys. So I think you're going to see Texas keep taking some swings at these guys committed to USC out west, whether that's an edge position, whether that's a linebacker position, maybe that's whether a DB, kind of see what happens. Somebody at Woodcrest asked a good question. Does Vasek have a similar build to Joey Bosa? He's not that muscle toned. I'll never forget the first time I saw Joey Bosa. I was ESPN at the time. So I was living, I guess, in Florida, but I went to see Joey Bosa at St. Thomas Aquinas, and I was kind of taken aback by him physically. He looked a little different at a young age. Obviously, his father played for the Dolphins, owned gym, was in the fitness world. But then Nick came along, and, I mean, Nick maybe looked even better than Joey in some ways athletically. So those two guys were – they just had a little different look to them physically than most.
Okay, we got another super chat here. This one from King Charles, and he says, have y'all ever discussed baby Gronks? Commitment? No, and I don't think we ever will.
If there was ever a prospect that should go to Clemson, it's baby Gronk. I want to see him and Dabo go down the slide together for a commitment video.
Here's one for you guys. Mark Valdez, are we going to talk about B.J. Johnson's comments about Urban Meyer locking the door behind him and asking, how much money do you want? You know, we haven't talked about it. B.J. said that actually on our Longhorn live stream on Wednesday night. Good luck. By the way, before I even get into that whole comment, the Cole Pittman Memorial Golf Tournament is tomorrow.
Yes.
For those who are unfamiliar, Cole lost his life. Was a player at Texas, lost his life in a one-car wreck coming back from Shreveport to Austin back in 2001. Please consider reaching out to that Cole Pittman Memorial Golf Fund. Longhorns Giving Back, I believe, is the URL. Think about that, if you would. Great cause that B.J. Johnson, Roy Williams, and Sloan Thomas all are a part of. Mark Pittman, Cole's dad, will be in attendance tomorrow morning as well for the golf scramble. So good luck with that. But anyway, BJ was on the show on Wednesday night with Rod Babers and CJ Vogel. And BJ was like, look, when Urban Meyer was at Notre Dame as an assistant coach, he closed the door at my school and said, how much is it going to take? He really said that, apparently.
Touchdown, Jesus.
Yeah, not. It, you know, the sanctimony is rich out of Notre Dame. We know that. And has been for as long as I've been alive, really. Although they've come down to size. They've gotten knocked down to size over the last 25 years. The point being there that BJ said that, and it made a little bit of national news yesterday. And, you know, can you imagine if he would have said that 5 years ago when Urban Meyer was still coaching, by the way? But he said it now, and in it 5 years ago when 5 years ago when Urban Meyer was still coaching, and there was no NIL.
Right
now, everybody's like, "Oh, well, they've been doing it all the time," you know, and not everybody was doing it. Yeah. Not everybody was doing what Urban Meyer supposedly asked B.J. Johnson. So, anyways,
We got one last super chat here. If I can get my screen to work. There we go. And it's from Jack. He says, please tell me Kevin Wynn is dining at VY's and Matt's El Rancho.
I'll say this. I think there's going to be some great things that he gets to kind of do on his official visit around culinary and his goal of being a chef after his football career is over, which he hopes is an NFL career. I think it's going to be I think Texas is going to do this one right for Kevin Wynn and present everything that Austin has to offer for a guy that wants to be a chef.
And then our final one for today, fellas, is from Jason Washington. He says, Texas's approach to the recruiting process with the athlete and parents is first class. I'm just saying.
I think Mr. Washington might know his son's on the team. He's experienced.
This wasn't a wild guess.
he's experienced it firsthand. And I think this is and I appreciate the comment, Jason. The reality of it is Texas has the wherewithal and resources to make every visit great. The thing that, you know, we're talking about Smith Orogbo, for example, coming in this week, right? Well, he's expected to meet with some high-end academic counselors at the request of his parents, right? Now, everybody, Jerry just talked about Kevin Wynn, and Texas is going to try to do something special for him as it relates to the food industry, right? Because that's his special. Texas has an opportunity to make those things special for those young kids. And they have the resources. They're in a big city. They're a, you know, first-class university, et cetera. So they're going to do it. That's the bottom line. And hopefully the outcome is one similar to Mr. Washington's, and his son ends up at the University of Texas, right? So the point being, Texas should utilize all its resources in recruiting. And I do believe that Steve Sarkisian and his group do a good job of doing just that. Lambeau's included. Lambeau's included.
People are asking if your son struck out yet, or if he got a hit, or what's going on here.
No, he's catching right now. So I got to go see him. So we're going to get to the super chat, and then we're getting out of here. From James Williams. Thank you, James. Do you think Texas doesn't schedule FCS schools because they'd rather put that money to better use instead of paying thousands of dollars for an easy win?
No, that's not the case. It's actually because they don't want to play FCS teams. I mean, they don't think Texas, talking to Chris Del Conte multiple times about this very subject, he doesn't think Texas needs to stoop to playing FCS teams. And it's not that he has anything against Prairie View A&M or Tarleton State or, you know, Mary Hardin Baylor or whatever. It's not that. It's that that's not really a game. That's a scrimmage. And, you know, I think that Texas needs more than that and wants more than that going forward. And so I don't see Texas backing off of that, not while Chris Del Conte is the athletic director. And there are still teams out there, not unlike a New Mexico State or a Louisiana Monroe, that they could bring in that may not be, you know, they're not Division I AA. They're actually Division I. So I think that's the idea for Texas. It has nothing to do with paying the other team $1 million. Texas can pay another team $1 million to do a home and home, or not do a home and away. They do it with Rice. They've done it with Rice, I think, before. You know, so it's not that. It's about the competition level and about what, like, see, Chris Del Conte wants fans to get their money's worth out of their season tickets too. I mean, what does it look like if you bring in a school that is a 1AA school? That doesn't look – you can't charge $60 a ticket for that game. Should be. All right. Hey, we got to get going. Everybody out there, happy Father's Day. We're talking about that. Andy putting that note out to everyone as well. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Also, we will have – Jerry's already started and CJ have already started the weekend official visit thread on ontexasfootball.com. That will be where we're giving you every little bit of information that is coming out during the weekend. To access that thread, you have to be an OTF OG. So please join ontexasfootball.com and be an OTF OG. Right now it's $39.95 for an annual subscription. You get $20 off when you use the code OTF OG. Again, ontexasfootball.com, become an OTF OG. And we'll have all your news coming for this weekend. We're obviously going to be back with more news here on the video channel as well. But the up-to-date news, the very, very latest, will be over on OnTexasFootball.com.
Hey, I got to end it with this. Hey, UT boy, you now that you've given up that you're related to somebody that's got a Texas offer, you got some big recruiting work ahead of you. So best of luck there, sir.
That's right. That's right. Well, no pressure. Head on over to OnTexasFootball.com throughout the weekend to get the latest updates. And if you haven't already, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button, ring the bell so you're notified anytime we go live or post a video. Between those two, you won't miss a thing. So thank you all for tuning in. Have a great Father's Day weekend. And for Bobby Burton and Jerry Hamilton, I'm Blake Monroe, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Welcome.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.